The website is teshproject.org.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m., currently 86 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Should remain mostly sunny for the remainder of the day. North breeze at 5 to 10 miles per hour, a low this evening of 68 degrees. Coming up at 4 o'clock, all things considered from NPR News. We're going to begin the hour by heading straight into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Dr. Jessica Leger, who is the Deputy Director of Athletics here at UL Lafayette, here to talk about a program that's not new but has been rebranded and actually reformed. It's called the Go Cajuns Program. It was before the Champs Life Skills Program. That's to help the student athletes here on campus. So welcome, Jessica, to our studios. It is high sports season right now here on campus, and so a lot of people are very aware of athletics on the campus. There are other seasons where perhaps it's a little bit less, you know, in the news, but there are 375-plus student-athletes here on campus. That's a huge number. So that's a lot of kids to take care of, and I know that you're charged with that, and the university is very committed to helping all of these students. So before we talk specifically about the Go Cajuns program, let's talk a little bit about the history of how the university has worked with student-athletes to help prepare them for life.
Yes, well, thank you, Judith, for having us here today. We definitely prioritize, first and foremost, our student-athletes having access to graduate here from the University of Louisiana. And in that, we want to prepare them for life in their professional career in whatever aspect that may be. And so we wanted to be able to make sure that we use the resources that the NCAA provides, and the NCAA has offered the CHAMPS Life Skills Program for quite a number of years. And so we adopted that program here at the university as well. And we would try to provide a total development opportunity for our student athletes through the CHAMPS Life Skills Program. It was about 2 years ago that we decided to really hone in and specify what topics we would cover over a rotating four-year period, and with the assumption that our student athletes would graduate during that time frame. And we created sort of an eight-topic program, and we called it the game plan model. And we used those topics to make sure that we were covering pertinent topics that would help prepare our student athletes for life beyond athletics and beyond college. And then we realized that the program that we had in place and the opportunities we were providing our student athletes were great, but we weren't really getting the buy-in that we needed, perhaps because the student athletes and our coaches and the community didn't realize what it was that we were providing our student athletes with in terms of leadership and development opportunities. And so we decided as a department to rebrand this year and to call our program the Go Cajuns Program. And that sort of brings us where we are today.
Well, what were you, when you're talking about the CHAMPS Life Skills Program, and I think you're right, a lot of us didn't know that that program was in place, and we really didn't know what efforts you all were making besides having tutors maybe for the students. Mm-hmm. I think some people think about grades and perhaps graduating as the full extent of, you know, development of student athletes. But obviously that's a lot more, and for quite a number of years you all have been interested in that. So how did you want to create a fuller program, a more effective program? What was important to your department to ensure that these students acquired and experienced in addition to their training and the athletics part of their program?
Right. Well, academics has always been a priority and always will be. I mean, that's the mission of a higher education institution, and we want to make sure that we instill that in our student athletes, and we'll continue to provide them with those resources to succeed academically. The Go Cajuns program specifically focuses on five pillars, and the five pillars include community engagement, leadership, career development, personal development, and health and wellness awareness. And so previously, we did focus a lot on community engagement. We probably didn't do a good enough job of telling our story and all that our student-athletes were doing. Just last year alone, our student-athletes collectively earned 6,900 community service hours. With 400 student-athletes, that's a pretty impressive number. I saw a national news story go out on Penn State earning 7,000 community service hours last year that, you know, hit all markets, and I'm pretty sure they have a few more student athletes than we do. So I'm very proud of our student athletes for all that they've accomplished. And so really just rebranding and focusing on these five pillars is giving us the opportunity to tell the story to the public about how great our student athletes are and how much they're doing to give back and to professionally grow, and also to grow as productive citizens in their communities. And so we're very proud of all that they're accomplishing.
Before we talk about each of the five pillars and some of the things you do in those segments, give us a sense of the range of student athletes. Many people are aware of perhaps just the football team or the baseball team, but there's so many more here on campus.
Right. Well, we sponsor 16 NCAA-sponsored sports. You know, we have everything, you know, from tennis and golf to track to cross-country, to softball and baseball and men's and women's basketball. We have quite a few sports. And so our athletes are extremely diverse. And, you know, we do everything that we can to make sure that we provide opportunities that meet their needs at all different levels. And so, you know, for example, this semester we focused on career development to some extent, and we collaborated with career services on campus and had a career fair where we targeted our junior and senior student athletes. And last year, in conjunction with a career fair, we provided an etiquette dinner where we allowed our student athletes to network with members of the business community that were in areas or fields similar to their majors. And so they networked at the dinner. They also learned etiquette. And that was following a resume prep session that they were able to utilize to bring their resumes to a career fair. So we try to target athletes where they are and then not overburden them. So the etiquette dinner didn't take place this semester. We'll rotate it every other year and try to make sure that we target the juniors and seniors once with that opportunity.
Yeah, they do have a lot of practice hours for their own sport. Well, how are they responding to efforts like that? What was the response to this enhanced career development and etiquette training?
Well, you know, nationally, there's a push right now for student athletes to gain respect for their time, and time demands are a significant issue being expressed by student athletes on a national level. And so we want to be very mindful of that, and we want to be make sure that we're very specific with the time that we're asking them to give us. And we want to use their time in the best manner possible to provide them with an opportunity to grow. So, you know, we're very mindful of that. And we want to make sure that our athletes benefit from each of these experiences.
So they've had a positive response to, say, career development. They appreciate
absolutely
those opportunities.
All of the feedback that we got from those student athletes who attended, and we had 71 of our student athletes actually attend the career fair. And so, and that's not with them being, forced by their coaches to go. And they show up dressed professionally with their resumes and intent on taking advantage of the opportunity. So not only did they get to meet with over 20 businesses, but they also got to participate in mock interviews with real employers and also take a professional headshot so they could update their LinkedIn profile. And then they had an opportunity to network informally with the employers in a dessert reception following the event. So, you know, we try to provide multiple opportunities for them to engage, but just to see that 71, you know, if you look at our upperclassmen, you know, it probably doesn't total more than 200. So almost, you know, half of our upperclassmen, you know, chose to take part in that event themselves. And those that came really benefited. And in fact, last year after the career fair, we had one student athlete that was able to receive an internship that she began as a result of that. And I'm sure we'll have other job offers and other opportunities that we'll find out after this career fair as well.
Before we continue with some of the other pillars, I'd like to let listeners know, if they're just tuning in, my guest is Dr. Jessica Leger, who is the Deputy Director of Athletics here at UL Lafayette, talking about the program Go Cajuns, the Go Cajuns program, which is a rebrand of the CHAMPS Life Skills program that was in place for a number of years. But the Go Cajuns program really targets our particular athletes and what this university hopes to see them accomplish in their lives. So career development's very important to you, because some of us assume, oh, well, they're going to be athletes forever, or they're going to be professional athletes. But so many of them just participate in college and then they go on to have other careers.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So service is very important. Obviously, you mentioned earlier that the students here at UL Lafayette collectively had nearly almost as many hours as Penn State, which is pretty astonishing. What kinds of service do they perform in our community?
Well, we provide opportunities for all of our student athletes to work collectively as a department, and then many of our teams have their own initiatives as well. So, for example, following the flooding associated with Hurricane Harvey this year, the student athletes partnered with the Student Government Association and collected donations at our first home football game to benefit students here at the university who had been affected by Harvey. And so that was one of the most successful collections that we've ever had at a home event, collecting almost $1,500. And so that's just an example of a spontaneous opportunity that we had to give back. Other things that we do on a regular basis, we go out to the community and we read to children in elementary schools. We call it our Reading in Red program, where we target local elementary schools and have student athletes from all of our teams go into the classrooms and read to the children. Other projects that we do, we visit hospitals very frequently. We specifically do that at Halloween time. We go in costume and bring treats for children and patients in the hospital. We also do it on Valentine's Day for those who have to be in the hospital during those special holidays. We've done a Mardi Gras hospital visit as well. We worked with Habitat for Humanity last semester, and all of our teams helped to touch one house and then helped with a stock the pantry party to be able to provide those families building homes with food for their houses after they moved in. And, you know, those are just some of the examples. We've participated in the big event with campus, and our teams, like I said, do some pretty neat things on their own, like sponsoring. The football team just signed a young man who's experienced illnesses his entire life. They signed him in the same manner that we would sign a student athlete to a national letter of intent. They signed him with an official signing day and signing party for him to be a part of their program. And so we're always looking for opportunities to make the lives of people in our community better. And so we embrace that opportunity.
That is very inspiring. And I'm sure you get photographs of a lot of these moments. And I guess when you first mentioned the reading, I know not all of your athletes are large. There are some petite people as well. But I just have this image of a big linebacker reading to a small child. And that's a lovely
image. Or
an
international student athlete showing a child on the globe where they came from to be here. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's really impactful.
Absolutely. And what a good thing that you both helped to create opportunities for the athletes and for the individual teams to be creating opportunities appropriate to their own particular skills. That's really lovely. So you have career development. Mm-hmm. You encourage the student athletes to be involved in service to their community. What are some of the other things you do? You mentioned health and wellness. How does that fit in with the program?
Right. So health and wellness is really our primary topic for this semester, and we want to encourage our student athletes to build healthy relationships. And so with that comes the point where we have to address some difficult issues with them. And so one of the topics that we've covered heavily this semester is sexual assault and harassment prevention. And we've had a speaker come in, and Greg Saloom, who's a member of our faculty here on campus, spoke with our male student athletes and addressed the issue and provided some great insight for them. We also have our female teams working with Acadiana Karate, and they are doing taking self-defense classes and also hearing a lecture on sexual harassment and assault prevention. And so we're trying to educate our student athletes in a number of fashions on this topic. We also will be requiring that they complete the EverFi training that the university is sponsoring this semester. So we're working closely with our Title IX office to do that so that our student athletes have that training in place. And then this program does extend beyond our student athletes and to our coaches and administration as well. So we want to make sure that our coaches are educated on these topics and that they understand the benefits that our student athletes are experiencing as a result of the Go Cajuns program. And then it's an opportunity for them to use to share with future prospective student athletes and their parents as well. So our coaches will be educated this month on sexual assault and harassment prevention, and they will be required to complete training as well. So we try to make sure that we cover the gamut in terms of everyone in our department being touched by these educational opportunities.
Well, it sounds like you're being incredibly direct, confronting these things head on and being very organized and compassionate about it as well. So I'm sure over the years that pillar, health and wellness, will change and develop as needs.
Right. In the springtime, we're going to focus on mental health awareness, and we have some great resources that the NCAA has provided us. And that's an issue that we see, across the country, and that we really need to take seriously. And we want to make sure that that we provide our student athletes with all of the resources necessary to recognize those issues and then to know what to do should they encounter them themselves or should they experience a teammate that might need to receive some extra help. And so in the spring, that will be one of our focuses as well.
Again, a great credit to the program for you all being very up on issues that are affecting students, not just student athletes, but all students. In fact, there was an article in the New York Times today talking about how widespread anxiety is among mm-hmm. college-age students. And so you all are dealing with those very issues.
Yes.
Again, my guest, Dr. Jessica Leger, talking about the new Go Cajuns program for the 375-plus student athletes here at UL Lafayette. Now, you also have a pillar that is for the well-rounded student athlete. What is that all about? Is that just kind of a catch-all for just making sure that they're prepared for anything, or?
Yes, I mean, I think that we want them to. One of the topics that we've covered that's been embraced well is really being the CEO of you and branding yourself in a positive way. And so we've been fortunate enough to have some of our former student athletes come back and share their experiences with our current student athletes. And one of those was Charles Tillman, known as Peanut, professional football player. And he came and he really attested to the opportunities that the NFL provided him and realizing what he needed to do to brand his own image and his own self and how important that is and how, you know, that he is in charge of himself and what that means in all aspects from social media to the way that he speaks to the way that he dresses. And so I think that message really hit home with our student athletes. And so, you know, we want to remind them that, you know, they're not just athletes, but being an athlete it requires that they have a higher and greater level of responsibility and awareness of how they're perceived. And so we want to make sure that they carry themselves with dignity and that they make the right choices and understand the impact of those choices that they make. And so that's just an example of an opportunity mm-hmm. that we've provided our athletes.
And that really leads into another pillar, which is leadership.
Right.
We think that's just a given with athletes. You know, people look up to them. They should know how to lead. But 18, 19-year-olds don't always know those skills. And so you're hoping to offer very specific skills to them through this program.
Correct. And I think that we try to do that with a hands-on approach through the format that we have our Student Athlete Advisory Committee set up with, and that we try to encourage both our upperclassmen student athlete to be leaders on the team, to attend these meetings, but also to bring with them freshmen and sophomores whom they groom to be future leaders on the team. And so we're constantly working with those individuals to be able to take back the important messages to their teams. For instance, we had one of our athletes approach us after a meeting this past week and said, you know, I just need a little bit of help on getting some buy-in from my team on some of these initiatives that we're trying to do as a department. And so we were able to guide him and provide him with some suggestions and recommendations in terms of how he could take the message back that the other athletes were sharing in a positive manner and get his team to support those initiatives as well. So we do work with the athletes, not only on a large scale basis, but individually.
Hmm. And so, you know, some people only interact with these students if they go to a game, if mm-hmm. they happen to go to a game and see them far off in the field. But with these community service hours, you're hoping that they do interact more with the community. And you have special events that allow people to interact a little more fully with some of these students. Maybe you can tell us about some of those.
Correct. So actually, we have an event taking place tomorrow in conjunction with our home football game against Texas State. And this initiative is something that has been it's been worked on for quite some time with the Office of Sustainability and our dining services here on campus, Sodexo. And they were reaching out to Second Harvest and wanted to provide an opportunity for our fan base to provide non-perishable food items to stock the pantry for Second Harvest. And so Sodexo has offered to cook jambalaya for anyone who is willing to make a donation of non-perishable food items. So tomorrow between 11 and 1 o'clock at the large oak tree in front of Gate A at the football stadium right across from Russo Park, we will have jambalaya being provided to anyone who wants to come and donate their canned goods. And we'll have student athletes there as well as members from AmeriCorps ready there to collect the canned goods and place them in a large pod. And in addition to that, our student athletes had an initiative planned for this game where we wanted to raise money to support Extra Yard for Teachers, which is a program designed to benefit local teachers. It was established through the college football playoff system. And local teachers can go online and submit mini grants and requests for needs for their classrooms. And so anyone who brings a monetary donation for the Extra Yard for Teacher program will also get jambalaya. And so then the Student Athlete Advisory Committee will review those applications for local teachers. And then we will award those donations to those teachers, and we'll do a formal presentation at one of our home basketball games this fall. So the jambalaya will pick back up again at 4 o'clock for those fans who can't come out at lunch. And so from 4 all the way until game time at 6:30, fans can also donate their canned goods or monetary donations to support Second Harvest and Extra Yard for Teachers.
And again, interact with some of these great student athletes
exactly.
here on the UL campus. The information that you're giving about this event, is it available on your website?
I believe that it is. I know that we were working closely with the Office of Communication and Marketing in terms of submitting press releases, and I'm not sure where those press releases are in terms of getting out to the media. I believe we've had some of our staff members have spoken on different news stations this morning. So hopefully the word is getting out. I know the Office of Sustainability has been speaking through their students and at various meetings about this opportunity, and the university faculty should have received it in an email blast that was sent out, I think, yesterday.
All right. So you can search around on the UL website, Office of Sustainability, or the Athletic Department website, which is, just for people's, how do you get there?
RagingCajuns.com.
Okay. RagingCajuns.com. You can look there for further information. And if you are just tuning in, my guest is Dr. Jessica Leger, Deputy Director of Athletics, here talking about the new Go Cajuns program, which is a five-pillar program to enhance the whole student, athlete, and prepare them for life and work in a community. Just a pretty amazing program, as you can hear. I imagine you have information about that on your website as well.
Correct, we do.
Well, we look forward to having you back over the year, perhaps to let us know more about other opportunities to engage and meet the student athletes here on campus. Again, good to remember, 375 plus student athletes here on the UL campus. Obviously, the football and baseball teams, but so many more student athletes and so many more programs here on the UL campus. Well, thank you for your work, I believe, over the past 10 years here at UL and now as Deputy Director of Athletics with this great new program, Go Cajuns program. Anything else you'd like to let people know about it, or just that they should know?
No, I just think that we have wonderful student athletes, and it's important for our community to realize that they truly are taking advantage of these opportunities to become productive leaders and citizens in our community. And I think that's an important message for everyone to take home with them today, that our athletes are pretty incredible.
Well, thank you so much for helping us to see and understand that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.